Cheryl West, CHERYLWEST. Let's see. This is 6:29:54. Yesterday was 3:31. This is a 70-year-old woman, obese black woman, lives by herself. Her daughter Sylvia is very close, very caring, and takes care of her needs, period. Any paragraph. She's been widowed for 5 years. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She used to work in home health, period. The paragraph, she suffered a stroke on or about 2023. She was able to move around with right-sided weakness. But in the past month or so, she's become much more chair-bound. She's now having bouts of incontinence, total ADL dependency because of her obesity. She's short of breath. She's weak. She has bouts of confusion. For this reason, patient is having a hard time going back and forth to her physician's office, and she was referred to hospice and palliative care and being evaluated today, period. Any paragraph. She did use a walker, but she's not using it as much at this time. She did not have incontinence problem, but she does now, and she does have ADL dependency and does wear a diaper, period. Mom is alive in her 80s. Family history. Dad died of thyroid cancer. Medication, metoprolol 100 milligram once a day, Lipitor 20 milligram a day, aldactone 50 milligram twice a day, metformin 500 milligram once a day, and Synthroid 0.137 once a day. Also put down in there, this patient also has developed edema of the lower extremity. Her daughter thinks it's because of sitting down has had issues with shortness of breath and activity. Surgery, thyroid surgery. And hysterectomy, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, stroke, right-sided weakness, hypothyroidism, issues with fetal edema, possible right-sided heart failure, possible, and let's see, that's it, just put that. Allergy codeine, last hospitalization was December of 2023 because of stroke, and in 2024 she was in rehab. And she was discharged the beginning of 2024. Vaccination is up to date. Social as above. Blood pressure 137/98, 97%, 88. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, right sided weakness noted, lower extremities so 2 plus edema. Assessment, 69-year-old woman with history, 70-year-old woman with history of stroke. Right-sided weakness, was able to use a walker, but no longer. She's become much weaker. She's had issues with lower extremity edema, issues with shortness of breath with any activity. Her walker sits there because she's no longer able to ambulate. She gets help to go from her chair to the bed. She's at a high risk of developing decubitus ulcer. She's also obese, most likely has right-sided heart failure related to sleep apnea untreated. Patient has not become ADL dependent per her daughter Sylvia, and she wears a diaper because she's bowel and bladder incontinent, which is different, period. In the paragraph, she hasn't had much weight loss because of her obesity, but it takes much longer for her to eat because of issues with choking spells, period. Blood pressure appears to be controlled on current dose of medication. Her daughter says that her blood sugars are in the 120 to 140 range, especially with lack of eating at this time. Overall prognosis is guarded, given patient's change in her condition recently. Thank you.